So as this employment report continues to show some stagnant growth, slow growth, a lot of politicians, experts, and economists are chiming in about the best ways to solve the unemployment problem in the United States. But one economist sees a solution inspired by Germany, and it might surprise you. We should work fewer hours.
Huh. Well, Dean Baker is co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research, a progressive think tank, and he is here to talk about that idea for today's Midday Extra. Dean, hello.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Sure. So you wrote this piece in The Guardian that said instead of worrying necessarily about increasing demand, everyone should just work shorter hours like the Germans. What's the argument?
Well, the basic story of this downturn is that we're producing too much in some sense. So the whole idea is that we don't have enough demand in the economy, and that means we have people going unemployed. So in effect, we're suffering because we're too wealthy, too productive. So, you know, the answer people have been focused on, can we have more stimulus? Can we somehow get the private sector to grow more? That's all well and good, but the reality is that's not happening. So can we go the other way and say, okay, why don't we all just work a little bit less? And in effect, make up much of the lost wages with subsidies from the government. That's kind of what unemployment insurance is about. People don't work and they get a paycheck or a check from the government. The idea here is, how about we work less and have the government make up part of the loss? Hmm.
So we're relying on the government more, in your view. That's how we get out of this?
Well, it's in some sense relying on government the same amount, because what happens now is people lose their job and they get an unemployment check. And I'm saying it would be much better if instead of people losing their job and getting paid for not working at all, suppose they cut back their hours by 20% and they had half of the lost wages made up by the government.
Based on my limited knowledge of the German economy, something else that's critical there is that they have very strong but also somewhat acquiescent or cooperative unions. And so they hold wages down, which means that instead of having to lay people off, companies are able to actually pay people less in a recession. People don't lose their jobs. Could that be a part of the package as well, maybe?
You know, it's hard to import a structure directly from Germany to the U.S., but certainly you'd be looking to have, you know, some give and take, because the idea here is we're trying to keep people on the job. And the fact is workers, both union and non-union workers, have indicated in this downturn in the past they're often willing to make concessions where they're needed. You know, look at what happened with the GM and Chrysler bailouts. You know, the UAW made many concessions in terms of wages and benefits in order to keep the companies alive.
But isn't your idea easier said than done? I mean, to have the government determine that you were working more hours and now are working fewer hours, and therefore they should make up the difference, or, you know, who should be allowed to work fewer hours? If you're going to get the same paycheck if you work 4 days a week as you do if you work 5 days a week, then what's the point of working 5 days a week?
Well, a couple of things. First off, people won't get the same paycheck. They'd be getting some cut in pay. But the second thing is the government won't be doing it. It's just like it is now. Employers, when they see less demand for labor, the point is now they look to lay off workers. The idea here is say, okay, how about we encourage you, instead of you lay off workers and have us pick up the tab with unemployment insurance, you cut back hours and we pick up part of the lost wages. Now, I should point out this is actually already in law. There are 23 states, including California and New York, that actually already have short work programs as part of their unemployment insurance system. And in fact, that's actually promoted in legislation passed earlier this year, the extension of the payroll tax cut. The federal government picks up the tab for those short work programs for the next 2 years. So this already is in law. I just would like to see it hugely expanded. The take-up rate in that's fairly low. I think it'd be great to see that hugely expanded, because I think that's a much better story than people being laid off and getting unemployment checks.
The productivity of American workers has just ratcheted up and up and up and up. And I think we passed Japan not too long ago for the number of hours that we work in a week. Americans are just extremely hard workers, I guess. Maybe it's in our nature. Maybe we have to get by these days. But how does sort of American productive desire play into your plan?
Well, you know, I'm not telling people whether to work hard or work less hard. The issue here is we have an institutional structure that tends to promote longer hours. The big issue here is our health insurance, which is generally still a per-person cost. For the longest time, it was a per-worker cost. And what that meant was companies had a very big incentive to have their workers work longer hours, even paying them time and a half overtime or double time in some cases, rather than hire another worker and have that overhead cost of health care. I remember one of the last strikes at General Motors back in the 90s was over the issue of forced overtime. Workers wanted the option to refuse overtime, and GM wouldn't give in on it. They were willing to give the workers more money, but they were saying, if we need you more hours, you have to work that. So you have very high overhead costs per worker in the U.S. in a way that you don't have in most other countries, and that really pushes things towards having workers work longer hours.
How many hours a week do you work, Dean?
You don't want to know.
Too many.
Are you willing to cut them back? Maybe lead by example.
I don't get paid for them. I wish I didn't have to work so many hours, let me put it that way.
Dean Baker is co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research, a progressive think tank, and he's got an interesting solution to a very complicated problem that we're all trying to figure out, which is unemployment. Dean Baker, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot for having me on.